In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today is the first Sunday in Amshir with the Coptic calendar. And as we know that our church, our Coptic church, arrange all the reading depend on the Coptic church, and they have like a target and they have a goal for each month. For example, as we said before in Kiak, all the readings are preparing for incarnation. And in Tub or Tuba, all the reading, it only have a goal. That's it try to ensure that Jesus Christ came here not only for Jews, it all for all the people, for all the Gentiles, all the multitude. His salvation is for all, not only for a special part for the people. And also in Amshir, it's different. How we enjoy this incarnation in our life. Our Lord Jesus Christ came here to our earth for salvation. And now in Amshir, we will read, for example, for all the month, we will read John 6. It's about the miracle of feeding the multitude. And especially because he need to send us a message about we have to enjoy our life here and on earth, to enjoy God, to enjoy with Jesus Christ here in our life by taking the communion, by come to the church and pray to God and to take the communion. That's why he gave us his body and his blood, his precious blood. This is all the reading of Amshir. And as usual, if we need to read the Bible, we have to open a Bible and to read verse by verse in order to understand what the meaning of each one, of each verse. If we're reading like this, we're reading quickly, we will not understand what the meaning and what he needs to send us a message. What is the message exactly? That's why if, for example, for today, if we need to understand what exactly happened, we have to know in first the geography of Israel. And Israel, they have like the Jordan River. It divides Israel in the middle, in the midst here. And there is another big lake named Tabareah. It's a very big lake. And one day, Jesus Christ took like all the disciples in the boat, and he went to the other side of this lake. And the other side of this lake is like a desert. Nobody in the other side. He need only to pray with them, maybe to talk with them only, discussion, open a discussion. And sometimes what we have, that's why when we're reading the Bible again, we have to learn from Jesus what he did. First of all, if we need to talk to God, we have to go to your room and close the door and be with him alone and to pray with him and to discuss with him. If you need something from him, from Jesus Christ our Lord, you have to be with him alone in a quiet time. That's why in a noise, we'll never hear his voice. Then he took all the disciples and went to the other side, and the multitude knew about what happened. Jesus is on the other side of Tabareah. Then they follow him, and they took up all the boat and they went to him to see him. And as usual, the love of God, he accepts all the people. And he tried to talk to them. And he talked to them a long time. And after the sunset, I think, they are very hungry. And he feed them. And suddenly, they said that word, a verse. That's why I told you, like, we have to focus on what is exactly existing in the Bible. They said it like this. This is it truly after they ate. This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world. Why they said the prophet? Who is this prophet? Why they didn't say, like, this is Jesus Christ? He come for salvation. Why they choose only a prophet who is to come to the world? If we go back to the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy 18:15, Moses said like this, "The Lord, your God, will raise up for you a prophet like me from the midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear." Then, if we make the connection between the New Testament and the Old Testament to understand what the meaning of this prophet, Moses tried to understand, or he said to us, who is this prophet? All the Jews know very well that Moses is a prophet, and the peak and the most important things he did for them during the 40 years, they ate. They ate everything. The problem, they are very hungry. They are in the desert of Sinai. And they need to eat. They just will lie. And for them, if they eat it, it's very good. This is the most important for them. That's why when Moses said, a prophet like me, they understand only what Moses did for them, and they recognize that only Moses did for them is only give a food. Then that's why when Jesus Christ did the same for them and feeding them, they understand, okay, this is will be the prophet what Moses said. All the Jews know only about the earthly world, about the earthly thinking, about the food. Someone give them a food for free. Someone give them everything for free. That's why they are seeking for Jesus Christ. And when they said like this, Jesus Christ said to the disciple, please, take the boat and go back to home. And still the multitude is there. And again, we have to understand why Jesus Christ did like this. He didn't want that the disciple hears this, all these bad words that about his prophet. That's why he tried to stop the disciple to hear anything bad. And this is exactly if I am in a bad environment in my job or my work, I have to stop to hear anything from other side. This is what I have to learn. If there is, I have some friends and they try to tell me a bad word, I have to stop to hear this. This is what I have to learn from Jesus Christ. Well, this is what Jesus Christ teach me. I don't want to hear anything bad, to be bad in my ear, in my mind, in my heart. I have to stop everything. That's why he was afraid, Jesus Christ was afraid on the disciple to disturb them. They need the disciple as a pure disciples. And also myself, I need to be pure. I don't want to hear anything bad from anybody. Bad words, bad thinking, bad thing, bad. I don't want to see anything bad. And this is what Jesus Christ tried to teach me. Then he said to the multitude after, okay, go back to home, we finish the day. And still he stay in the other side of the lake of Tabaraya. And as we know, how Jesus Christ walked on the water and calmed the winds. And he said to the disciple, it is me. during that trouble, during any problem, we pass over a lot of problem during our life, a temptation, and Jesus Christ said a message to me and said to me, I am here. It's me. Don't be afraid. I am with you. During any temptation, during any problem, I have to trust in God. I have to trust that He will help me. I will never be afraid. And when Peter recognized that he is Jesus Christ, without any doubt, he walked on the water. We can walk over and on the problems if we trust God. If any doubt coming to my heart, I will fall. This is the way to trust in God. That's why I have to trust in God in all the time, even in the bad or in good. If there is any problem in my life, if there is any trouble in my life, I have to trust Him. That's why during all the trouble, during the winds, during everything, Jesus Christ calmed everything by His hand. Then, when He came back in the next day, all the people knew about what happened before. And they tried to seek Him. Where is Jesus? We need Jesus. And they suddenly found Jesus in the other side of the lake. They left Him yesterday night on the other side and no boat. Then they tried to ask, how Jesus Christ go to the other side? Then He asked them like this. He asked Him like this, Rabbi, when did you come here? And the lesson that we have to learn from Jesus Christ, He didn't reply to them and said to them, okay, I was walking on the water yesterday. No, He didn't glorify Himself. Even I have a money, even I have a position, even I have a dominion, I have to thank God. I have to not glorify myself. Even I am clever, even I am genius, this is only a gift from God. If I am reading very good, if I am have a big knowledge, this is also a gift from God. I have not glorified myself, never, because everything is from God. A small virus can hit the human being. That's why I have to thank God all the day about what He did for me and about what He gave to me. And this is usual what Jesus Christ sent to me every day, a message. I am here. I give to you everything. Take care, not glorify yourself. Glorify only your Lord. That's why, for example, if I'm doing anything in the church or if I'm doing a service, it's strange if I glorify myself or I didn't relate this to God. I have to relate everything to God. This is service for God, it's not myself. That's why this is what I have to do. If I serve, I serve for God. And if, for example, if I do anything very good, it's a very well done, it's success, I have to relate this to God because thanks God, you are in this service. Without you, we'll fall. Then, after Jesus Christ hear from them, He reply on them by two things. First of all, He reproved them by saying, most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate for the leaves and were filled. And I have to ask myself, I love Jesus Christ because I have money, I have everything, I have a house, I have. And if I have nothing, then I have no love more to God. All my supplications or my entreaties are only for earthly needs. Again, I have to evaluate myself, where I am and where I am from God, and what is the love of God in my heart. Why I love God? I love God only because He gave me everything. And if He stopped any time, for example, for any reason, I stopped the love to God. Again, why I'm loving God? Why I am every day I'm coming to the church or I am praying? I'm praying why? I'm praying for to God because I need something from Him, or I love Him. It's different. He will give me everything. He's my Father, and I have to entreat to Him. I have to ask Him to give me something. But the reason of love is only because I need, or I need love. This is different. Totally different. And after He gives them an advice, then in first, what He said to them is like a reproof. He reproved them, then He gave them an advice and say, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. Then what I am seeking in my life, everything is only earthly needs or earthly demands. Or also, I try to entreat to God and tell Him, please, be with me in my spiritual life. I know that is my life is short. Short or long, it's still short. And I will meet Him. I have a place in the heaven. It's written on my name. Or I'm only seeking for God to ask Him to give me some earthly needs or earthly demands about the money, about a house, about. I don't tell you like it's not important to ask God about all of this. It's sure. But what is the priority? The priority is the house, the car, everything, or the priority is my spiritual life and the eternal life. This is only the difference. I have to ask God to help me in my life, for sure, in my job, in my position, in whatever. But at the same time, I have to make priorities. What I am seeking. Then I have to put in first on before my eye. I will leave this world, this earth, and I will meet Him after. Then I have to seek and I have to find where is the heaven. And the heaven in first here in the church. It's a part of the heaven here in the church. When we attend the liturgy and we took the communion, when we take the communion, the holy body and the holy blood, it's different. We are now apart from the heaven, that and we live now with Him in the heaven. That's why we have, this is our seeking in our life. We try to find where is God. We try to entreat Him to be with us and all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yeah. We believe in one God, God the Father, one to God, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages.
Glorious light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father,
by whom all things were made. O for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, and sent to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall not end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord of Ashbibah, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, was spoken by the prophets, and then one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess our baptism and confession of sins.